Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
Show of the year 2023. I hope you all had a great holiday season, safe and sound, and happy new year to all of you. I of course am Lord Amadeus, the CEO, your host, and the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is here. He is
the number.
everyone, please welcome El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
Good evening. Jesus Christ.
You're all right there? Oh.
No, I'm not all right. It's negative 10 degrees outside.
We are coming to you all live here from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, where it is. Yeah, it's a little brisk outside.
It feels like negative 17. That's like nipple fall off weather.
You'll be all right. It's just get in here. We got heat in here. Just relax. The drive over was a little brisk. That's all.
Yes.
Done the taco truck cedar work?
I mean, God, I hope so. My poor nephew's like Sabrina. I got Sabrina tickled out there.
So yeah, it's a little chilly out.
Even if the heater in the truck's not working, the fryers are going full time. They alone keep the truck pretty warm.
That's true.
I actually feel bad for them in like August.
That's a good point. But at any rate, yes, we are coming to you live from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, where Superstars tomorrow will come to you live from the Canadian Tire Center. We'll have more on that in a bit, but we got a lot to cover here. First of all, let's get to some GM reports to start, I think, good idea. Let's bring on our Ultimate Gauntlet GM, the one and only.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water in the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on it. Bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. Go and have your 70 slam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of gram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rats that creep in my flesh for weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus, and we touched on it a little bit last week in my absence during the pay-per-view show, but we've got ourselves a doozy of a report because we have got at least two halves of a story going on here in the Ultimate Gauntlet. Let's start off first where we had last left off. Lady Vex's run had ended at the hands of Maeve O'Hare. Maeve O'Hare went on to a second victory over DW. She went on to a third victory over Slashy and a fourth over Mark Caliber, going on to a fifth match against Davila. And new Ultimate Gauntlet champion Maeve O'Hare defeating Davila, running the gauntlet, becoming the champion as Claymore had vacated the championship. So successfully running that gauntlet gave her the championship. But all that means is that now she has to be on the watch for the next person to defend that championship against. And that next run would begin with Deez versus Simply the Best, starting off a brand new run of the gauntlet. Simply the Best would win that matchup. He would go on to face Papa Shaker, who STB would defeat, going on to two victories. However, Uber Vegan TPO would end the run of Simply the Best. Then Simply the Best would go on to face Blake Bradley. Blake Bradley would defeat Uber Vegan. Blake Bradley would go on to his second match against Calvin Clark. Blake Bradley once again winning that match, going up to two. He now goes against Winter. In his third match, Blake Bradley wins again. Now at a fourth match on the gauntlet run, Blake effing Bradley goes up against Kayla the Governess, and his run ends in the fourth match as Kayla the Governess defeats Blake Bradley. She now goes on to the second match of her run against Revenge Gibson, where she is successful and now stands in her third match against Nightcrawler that is currently ongoing.
Woo-hoo. Man, it was a busy holiday season for the Ultimate Gauntlet, no doubt about it. Sounds exciting, and Paragon, congrats. You have anything else? You have another report for us?
I mean, I think I should be congratulated, obviously. But, so we do have another report, the tag team report from Unstoppabot. And that report ironically does start with a congrats. The congrats to the Godslayers, who defended and won the tag team championships against the team of their choice, Los Locos, at Jingle Hell Rock. Season one of the 2023 has started. Round two will be posted shortly. And this is also a note from Unstoppabot. This is your last chance to get in on the Extra Points tournament. The tournament signups will be closing after the radio show. So anybody listening right now, if you are not currently in the Extra Points tournament, get out there and sign up. You've got just under 2 hours to get into that tournament.
All right. Thank you, Paragon, and thank you, Unstoppabot. Good job to both of you. Stick around, Paragon. We'll talk with you a little bit more in later in the program. So let's now get to our high voltage invitational to Anything Goes GM. She is.
Oh my God! What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the First Lady of Anarchy. She is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
Oh, hi.
Hello, LA. Hello, Vacant. How are you, darling?
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
How are your holidays?
I had plenty of plenty to eat.
Not leaving that alone. That's bait.
Yep, that's bait. Certainly is. But, Cougs, where do we want to start here? Anything goes?
Yep, we're going to go alphabetical today.
All right.
So Anything Goes is getting ready to start their third round. We have Katrina Havoc, Wolfie, Aaron McFadden, FCB, Hobo, The Moose, Toxic Megatron, and Vex all moving on. Their match will be the Backyard Brawl. It's wrestled at 200 health, 5 days, no defense, no bots. Only attack moves are allowed. And that will be
started
probably within the next 24 hours.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome stuff. High Voltage Invitational. How are we looking there?
High Voltage Invitational is looking amazing. We have a sexy new champion in Nightcrawler. We have 4 people moving on to season 1 of 2023. That's Chris Cage, the former champion, Simply the Best, and then 2 new faces, AF James and Revenge. High Voltage is currently in signups, and signups will close on the 13th of January.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Cougs. Anything else to add?
No, I'm good right now.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. Next up, we have our Powerball GM. Let's hear it for the chairman of RAWF. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, the Razor is here. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, L. Bacon.
Oh, hi.
All right, Razor, talk to me about the Powerball division. How's it looking?
Well, we have a new champion as Mithras defeated STB at Jingle Hell Rock. And a couple of days ago, I opened the scene up so everyone could go in there and guess their numbers. And sometime tomorrow night is when the deadline will be up.
All right. So we are currently in sign-ups. You need to go into the scene, guess the three numbers between 1 and 30. And we will see who gets into the Powerball qualifying tournament to face Mithras at Love Hurt here in just a few weeks. All right. Anything else to add, Razor?
That's all I got, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. That was the Powerball GM. We now go to our Hatfield and McCoy GM. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Judgment. Hey, Judge, how you doing tonight?
Hi. How you doing, Simon Davidson? And Mr. Elvega, how you doing, sir? Nice to meet you, sir.
You okay there?
I'm fine. I just let everybody know that Hatfield and McCoy, we're in sign-ups now. Everybody can sign up. I won't take up much of your time, sir. I know you're very, very, very busy, y'all too. And just let you know that sign-ups are going on right now, and you can get on to that. And with that, I'm gonna head back to my office. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you letting me have these 2 minutes.
But,
thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, and he's gone. They seem a little nervous to you, Reagan.
Look, I know Canada has a meth problem. I didn't think it would happen that quick. What the hell?
I have no idea what that was all about, but okay. All right. Well, with that being said, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, the After Hours Championship will be on the line at the top of the hour. Mark Caliber, the reigning champion right now. If you are alive and active in the chat, there's a chance that the championship committee, which is watching, will choose you to be Mark Caliber's opponent tonight for the After Hours Championship. But that will be at the top of the hour. All right. So now let's go back. Actually, I suppose we should do the rankings next. So, El Vacant, you have the rankings here.
I do, right here.
All right. Go for it.
All right. Here we go, everybody. This is 9 out of 10 matches. So, hey, how you did at the pay-per-view is going to affect this, and you guys know how you're doing. So, keep that in mind after I read these off. In 25th place, we have Kane. He doesn't know how to spell his own name, Governor. In 24th place, we have, oh, isn't it kind of a new name? Just joined the group, and he's already up here in the top 25. Kunk. You know, I got a chance to meet him finally. He's kind of a fun guy. He's a little out there, but he's fun. In 23rd place, we have, oh, look at that, When Doves Cry. Prince is back from the grave and in 23rd place. In 24th place, we have AF James. In 21st place, we have Hola Red. I see you out there. Babe, you're in 21st. Come on, step it up. In 20th place, we have Killa Neptune. That's been a while since we've seen him in here, so good for him. In 19th place, we have The Wolf. Get two more of those when you have a shirt with the moon. All right. In 18th place, we have Fire Chief Bill. Oh, good for him. In 17th place, we have actually one of my personal favorites and one of my favorite names to say, Hotshot Chaz. In 16th place, we have Kayla the Governess. In 15th place, we have the Teflon Sheik. In 14th place, we have the Villa. In 13th place, we have our current extra points winner, the Paragon of Greatness, Big Purple, coming in at 13th. At 12th place, we have the Pure One, Uber Vegan. In 11th place, we have everybody's favorite, Care Bear, Strangleheart. In 10th place, we have the Diesel Warrior. In 9th place, we have Nightcrawler. In 8th place, we have the Undertaker. I hate saying it. The Mortician Guy, yeah. In 7th place, we have Blake, holy shit, get me a shake, Bradley. And in 6th place, we have the most aptly named man in all of sports entertainment today. And if you haven't heard me ever say it before, now you have. Because that's right, the unsettled Christopher Cage is in 6th place. In 5th place, we have simply the best. In 4th place, oh, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, hobo Ezekiel. It's right there in 4th place. In 3rd place, we have Mithras, the title machine. In 2nd place, man, we're going to be talking about pretty shortly, I assume, bees. And in 1st place, look at this. Talk about coming in with some heat. Penelope Washington in 1st place right now for the period.
Wow. Yeah, it's an interesting top 25. And, of course, as you said, it is 9 out of 10. So the only one not counted is Jingle Hell Rock. So if you know how you did it, Jingle Hell Rock, and you're on this list, you have some clue of where you might end up next week when we finalize the period rankings. All right. So with all that out of the way now, I think we can now talk about Jingle Hell Rock. And while all the results aren't in for it, some major ones are, including we have a new world heavyweight champion, Elvacan. As you mentioned, we're going to be talking about him. D's defeated Nightcrawler to become the new world heavyweight champion. So congratulations to D's. And, of course, he is a Hall of Famer. He won the title after making the Hall of Fame, so that's something on his resume there. Adding to his Hall of Fame resume there by leaps and bounds. He, like we said, he called his shot back in late October or early November, said he was coming after whoever was the champ at Jingle Hell Rock. Called it way back when, and he pulled it off. I have to give him the credit he deserves here. He called his shot and he pulled it off exactly how he said he was going to do it. Deez is the new world heavyweight champion after Jingle Hell Rock. Your thoughts?
Look, you know, when we talked about this last week, I said I couldn't pick a winner, but what I did say is that we were going to have maybe one of the best matches we've seen in ages. And I'll tell you, I was right. That was a knockdown, drag-out fight to the very bitter end. Nightcrawler, my hat's off to you. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You had an amazing match. You just didn't quite have enough that night. Deez was a man on a mission, and he completed it. So first of all, kudos to both men for putting on an amazing match. And to Deez, look, I've said before, you know, I enjoy Deez. I've always enjoyed his work, and I've said in the past that eventually this man was going to be a world champion, and now he is. So, you know, welcome to that very elite club of people who have had that title, sir. You've earned it.
Yeah, and that seemed to have been, I mean, I got to hand it to him. He did what he was said we could do. Not too many people can do that, but he certainly pulled it off. And we will see now what kind of champion Deez becomes. His first title defense scheduled for Love Hurts. Who that is against, we will hopefully know more next week on that. Also at Jingle Hell Rock, We had Beast retain the national title against Denzel the Giant. So Beast still your national champion.
Called that one.
However, we have a new estrogen champion, maybe three belts. Maybe three belts. Does that roll off the tongue like I think it does, or does that?
Maybe three. Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, maybe three belts now is the new estrogen champion, regaining that title after a couple months of DW holding that title. So she is now Estrogen, Ultimate Gauntlet, and one half of the World Tag Team Champions, who also, as Unstoppable's report mentioned earlier, retained their titles against Los Locos at Jingo Hell Rock. AF James is still your FUBAR City champion after defeating Chris Cage. It was not a great night for Chris Cage. He lost the White Lightning Championship to Nightcrawler at Jingo Hell Rock. So currently Chris Cage, and if he seems a little grumpy, that's why. Mithras is, as Razor mentioned, the new Powerball champion after defeating STB. And Vex defeated Penelope Washington to retain the Champion's Choice Championship.
Shocker.
no, not really. The returning Luke Cage defeated Aaron McKenzie.
Can you give her a shocker?
Luke Cage defeated Aaron McFadden in their season's beatings ladder match. The returning Luke Cage, he is back, the power player. And, Jill Boo defeated Judgment in their Candy Cane on a Pole match, but it was pretty easy for Jill Boo since Judgment didn't actually show up to the match. So, yeah, that's what we've got thus far for Jingo Hell Rock. All the remaining results, we'll let you in on them next week. Several title matches are still underway. All right, so, again, congratulations to Deez, new World Heavyweight Champion. We've had quite a slew of new World Heavyweight Champions as of late. Deez, NC, I think it was Teflon Sheik earlier in the year, Strangleheart earlier in the year. So it was a year of new champions. Several people won the world title in 2022 for the first time. So, was a very, very interesting year in 2022. Looking forward to 2023, and of course our very first pay-per-view will be Love Hurts. We'll come to you live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Don't look at me like that.
Why? It would be so easy to just flip our schedule. Be in Canada in like August, be in the islands in February. It would make so much more sense. Why do you hate life?
I don't hate life, but I have to do.
Why do you hate being warm?
I don't. I love being warm. I'm warm right now. The heater's on in here.
Let me open this window.
I got my fuzzy slippers on. I'm good. I don't know why you're so cold. You're much bigger than I am.
I'm wearing spandex.
Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe you should stop wearing spandex.
Your co-host is a luchador. You knew when you hired me. I wear spandex. It's what I do.
Well, I didn't realize that was – I thought the only thing luchadors were supposed to wear at all times was their mask. I didn't realize they always had to wear spandex.
I mean, how many luchadors
well?
Do you know walk around in luchador masks and a fursuit? I can think of a couple.
Actually, I was going to say, Mil Mascaris did it all the time, as did Mr. Wrestling.
Yeah, Mil Mask did it a lot.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you don't have to wear your spandex 24/7. Do you wear it to bed, too?
I mean, I do. Well, that's personal.
Never mind, you're right. I'm sorry I asked. But at any rate...
But I'm just saying, I mean, you see my point of the logic of, you know, if you just switch the calendar around, we would just always be pleasantly warm. Never hot, never cold, pleasantly warm. All the time, all year round. We could easily do that.
Yeah, we could, but we won't. All right, moving on.
It's not like we're surfers, I mean, but we could totally do the surf bum chart, right, and just follow the weather.
Well, I mean, we could, but, you know, that doesn't always work that way. You know, a lot of other venues book those other events book those venues at that time as well. So, you know.
Don't act like you don't have stroke. You're the owner of the RAW fucking F.
Hey, let me tell you something. A lot of people, when they as popular as RAWF is, if Lady Gaga wants to have a damn concert in Miami at the same time we want to do a pay-per-view, guess who's going to get that bid?
Well, if it's Lady Gaga, you just get Judgment on it. He'll distract her, and then we'll get the spot.
At any rate. Ah, you'll live. You'll be fine.
Yes, I'll live. I'm very tough, really macho, see? But, you know, I'm going to bitch about it.
Yeah, I guess you are. Ah, I suppose that's a good point. You're going to bitch about it.
Now that I think about it, right? I know Milmas is costume designer. I bet you I could get one of these outfits made that was fur-lined.
You probably could.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that.
You probably could. I'm just saying. You're not wrong. You probably could. All right. Well, Ottawa this week, Toronto next week, week after that, Montreal, then Winnipeg, then Vancouver, and then Calgary at Love Hurts. That's our Canadian tour here to start 2023. So it should be a lot of fun, even if maybe a little brisk. All right. So with that being said, tomorrow's Canadian Tire Center Superstars will feature two title matches. The first one, the Hatfield-McCoy Championship, will be on the line as DW will defend against the winner of the Hatfield-McCoy Finals. That was Marquis de Sade. And then in the main event, for the Superstars Championship, Hobo Ezekiel will defend against Lady Vex. So two stellar title matches tomorrow, highlighting Superstars in Ottawa. All right, so I think that woke Vex up. I think I woke Vex up with that one. All right, yes. Let's see here. A couple of tournament updates to go to. I want to update everybody on the RAWF Christmas Party Tournament. Let's see how that's looking. There it is. And this one was for 5 million coins to the winner, 1 million coins to runner-up, 500,000 coins to semifinalists, 100,000 coins to quarterfinalists, and 10,000 to all placements. So a big payout. We are in round two. Right now we got Davila taking on Big Papa, The Wolf taking on Nightcrawler, Mark Caliber taking on Blake Bradley, Kayla the Governess versus Tad Beagle Wolf Dennis, Deez versus Fire Chief Bill, Papa Shaker versus Hobo Ezekiel, Prince versus Strangleheart, Scythe versus The Razor. The Cougar has already defeated the Moose to move on to round three. Kane the Governor is taking on Vanna Vice. The Unsettled Chris Cage defeated Katrina Havoc to move on to round three. The Undertaker defeated Simply Best to move on to round three. Joe Boo defeated me, Lord Amadeus, to move on to round three. Luke Cage taking on Crazy Mama. Maeve O'Hare defeated Vex to move on to round three. And Marquis de Sade is currently taking on the Paragon of Greatness. That is your Christmas Party report. All right. Let's see here. Arsehole of the Month just got started, as did the Extra Points Tournament. We are waiting for that. By the way, still time to join that. Yes, as Unstoppable said, it starts after the show. So you still have a few minutes, folks, to get into the Extra Points Tournament if you desire. All right. So we're going to go back a couple weeks, though, to Christmas Day. We had Superstars, and it was in Miami for Christmas, I believe. El Vacant. We had a main event. It was Hobo Ezekiel defending the Superstars title against the Paragon of Greatness. And that was a heck of a match. Did you catch that one?
See? It was a heck of a match.
And, of course, I don't think Paragon is too happy about it, but we'll get his take on that whole situation here in just a little bit. But first, let's get.
I mean, but you have to admit, like, and I no offense, Paragon. I know you're going to come in here in a bit, so like, don't be angry. But I mean, it was kind of funny.
Ah, indeed, it was.
I mean, not the outcome, just the antics.
Yes, the antics were great. I mean, it was a heck of a show on Christmas Day, and Hobo was definitely in fine form, and that's saying it lightly. All right. Let me, I got to check something real quick, El Vacant. But well, you check on that call for me real quick.
I can do that.
If you will. And see here. All right. Or something I was going to. Ah, and don't forget, folks, the After Hours title will be in. Will be on the line here at the top of the hour. Mark Caliber, the current champion, will challenge one random member of the chat. So if you're out there making noise, you may be the next challenger for the After Hours Championship. All right, so it is who I thought it was, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the current White Lightning champion. Let's talk to... He is Anarchy's own Nightcrawler. Good evening, NC.
Greetings, heathens. How are you two tonight?
Oh, hi. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh, well, just give me a moment here. I'll just crack open my beer here. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad you're doing great, despite what happened at Jingle Hell Rock. Was not all bad for you, as you lost one title, but you gained another one in the White Lightning Championship, which is, I know, is very special to your wife. She loves that title very much, so I'm sure she was extremely happy to see you get that around your waist. Let's talk about that. Talk about the match against Chris Cage, and did that match have any effect on the later match?
Who knows? I mean, the match against Chris Cage was intense. As any White Lightning match is, you know, we really beat the shit out of each other and just went all out. that match at the end, I mean, either one of us could have won that match. It's just, it went my way. And again, I'm happy to have Sparky back again in my clutches and moreover, Cougar's clutches. but I completely expect to see Chris back for that title again at Love Hurts in Calgary, Alberta. And if it is him, it'll be another fantastic match. And I can't, you know, I get it. I grew up in Calgary. I spent a lot of my time in Calgary.
Wait, so you're used to this weather?
I am totally used to this weather. But
I'm so sorry.
I currently live in Nanaimo, British Columbia. Vancouver Island, and that's where one of my penthouses is. And currently the weather right now is 7 degrees Celsius. So there is a reason why I don't live east of the Rockies anymore, and that is it. But there is hope for you, Vacant. Calgary is known for its Chinooks. So yeah, it could be like minus 30 one day, but you know, it could be around zero the next. I've seen that happen many times.
You know, in my luck, it's going to be the first one, though, right?
I sure as hell hope not. There's a reason why I moved away from there, and it wasn't because of the city, because I love the city. You know, it's just the weather, right?
Because you don't want your nipples to freeze off.
Yeah, but it's a dry cold, so it's nice. The dry cold. When we get cold out here on the West Coast, it is nasty cold, the dampness and all that.
Oh, it gets right into your
bones.
So
anyways, yeah, it gets right into your bones. And anyways, I digress. So yeah, I've got White Lightning back again, so this is my second round with it. Hopefully I can keep it longer than one pay-per-view, but we will see. I want to touch base on my match with Deez. That was, wow, that was a, you guys all saw it. I mean, that was a match for the fans. That was a hell of a dogfight. You know, at the end, he outsmarted me and he was able to pick up the victory. And you know what? As, you know, sad as I am to let go of the title like that, I shouldn't say it like that, you know, sad as I am to lose the title, I am happy for Deez to actually get the title. The guy worked hard for it, as I did. And, you know, congrats to him, and I hope all the best for him with that title, and I hope he does well with it. And, you know, maybe I'll go for it again next time. But my philosophy has always been, once I've won a title, I'm happy, right? So there's other titles in RAWF that I would like to go for, FUBAR being one of them, National being another, just a couple. But, I mean, right now with Beast as the champion, I'm not so sure I'd want to be facing him for it. just because it's a, you know, it's a family thing. So, I mean, that would have to be, if I found myself in that position, I would have to have that discussion with Beast, you know, just yeah. Him and I. So just out of
okay.
respect.
Exactly. Absolutely. And speaking of the Anarchy family, I've heard rumblings that you may have an issue with one of your family members. I just
oh.
agree. So, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm assuming it's not your wife. Otherwise,
Okay. Well, if it is, good luck to you, sir.
If it is, you're in trouble. You're on your own on that one. But so, what member of Anarchy are you having issues with?
Judgment. No,
I'm sorry. What? Oh, really? Judgment.
Yeah.
This is my shot.
Where the fuck is this guy been? I mean, he doesn't show up for Jingle Hell Rock. He's not showing up for his matches. Family meetings, you know, where's Judgment? Where is he? You know, and quite frankly, I mean, I'm getting a little tired of it. And I'd like to know exactly where the hell he's been hiding. I mean, we kind of heard him earlier on tonight, but where the hell has he been hiding? And,
Well, I mean, he didn't show. He hasn't been showing up lately. I understand that. But, yeah.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
crossed every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the chance that I went to.
Well, Judge, yeah. I guess that explains kind of why you were nervous earlier, I think. What's up?
Well, I'm sitting back here in my office, minding my own business, doing my paperwork, and I hear a Shriner kid out here running his mouth. Wanting to know where Judgment's being. What's up with Judgment? Why Judgment's not doing his no show? Oh, you know, I the thing is, I may not have showed up for my matches, but I did not lose the most prestigious title in REWF.
Oh, wow. Wow. Shots fired.
When's the last time I had it? Oh, the last time I've had it was... Doesn't matter when the last time I had it, because let me tell you something.
Doesn't matter.
I can have any title.
You lost it too, didn't you? Yeah. So
I can have any title. I can have any title I want anytime I want because I'm Judgment J. Esquire. And you sit there and you wonder what judgment, oh, judgment, judgment. You want to know where I've been? I can tell you exactly where I've been, but I really don't think you're reveling enough to know where I've been.
Whatever.
So you wanted me to come out here. You was calling me out. So what? Tell me, what do you want? What do you want?
So what you want?
Yeah,
what do
want?
I want?
I mean, you want my autograph? You want Maya to give you, what do you want? You know, I've had enough of you. I've had enough of you.
Oh. Well, that's just a damn shame. Cause,
I've had enough of you wanting to
know
where I've been. So I guess you're the family representative now. Tell you what, you want to know where I've been? I'll tell you what I mean. Meet me at Love Hurts at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to suggest. Three stages of hell.
Oh, you want three stages of hell? I got one better. The
loser
of three stages of hell leaves Ann Archie. How's that?
All right.
The loser
of three
stages of hell leaves Ann Archie.
Dude, I'm on such a fucking roll right now. I have no worries about beating the shit out of you and sending you on your way.
Hey, you're on a roll right now. Let's just ask Des how's it feel to be on how that roll
went. Wait a minute. So hold on a second. Let me get this straight. That you two are going to compete in a three stages of hell match at Love Hurts, and the loser leaves Anarchy.
That's what I heard.
The blonde can hear. I'm surprised the blonde can actually hear.
And that wasn't approved through me?
Oh, hiya, Lady Luz.
Oh, hi, baby.
I mean, I was just wondering what Cougs would think of this.
You can have any title you want at any time. Is that the statement you made?
That's true.
Prove it. Join White Lightning tournament. Win one of them and join White Lightning.
You want me to join White Owl, son? Matter of fact, send me the link. I will join it right now.
It's on the way.
You know where I've been, what I've been doing. I've been doing what I need to be doing to get back to what I need to be getting back at. Everybody was wanting to know where the old judge was. When's the judge going to show back up? Oh, I'm just judge. Where's he at? What's he doing? He's sitting here. He's picking flowers and lollygolling, playing Tiny Tim, tiptoeing through the tulips. You got judge back. I hope you can handle what you got. And starting with you, NC.
You have no idea what you're in for.
Ask the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants what it's like to face Judge in a three stages of hell match. Hell, one of them ran away because he was so afraid.
That's them. That's not me.
You wish it was you by the time I'm through with you.
Oh,
And with that note, I'm going back to do what I need to do.
Okay.
You know what? You got a lot of talk. Take it to the ring. Bring it to the ring. Bring your attitude, bring your talk to the ring, and let's just see how you end up in the end.
He said talk, right? Bring your talk. That's what he said. Please tell me that's what he said.
Yep. That's what I heard.
That is what I said, Bacon. Holy fuck.
Checking.
Yes, that's what I said.
okay.
I love how fast. Wow. I love how fast and how self this went.
Things already heating up for Love Hurts, apparently. And I don't, I get the impression Cougs wasn't impressed with that whole thing. Cougs, anything you have to say about it?
They can fight and say they're going to leave all they want. I make that final decision.
Oh.
And I'm not done using judgment yet.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all right.
Say anything and just drink his beer.
I believe that this is where you smile, nod, and say yes, dear.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Yes, dear.
All right. Well, I think Anarchy.
I think you do that.
I think we'll leave Anarchy to settle their business behind closed doors. We think we know what's going on here, congratulations once again, NC, on being the new White Lightning champion. And what are your goals for 2023? Anything in particular?
Yeah, man, I was, like I said, FUBAR City, the championship there, that's one that has eluded me for a long time. So that's high up on my list. Of course, National is as well. But, I mean, let's see where everything lands out. I mean, there's other titles. Platinum would be cool. You know, I want to give a, I actually want to give a big shout out to Mithras. You know, when I was going for the championship and whatnot, you know, in the rankings and what have you, I mean, he was ranked number one. He pulled back to let some new talent, I guess, for that title. So, I mean, a, you know, a big shout out for Mithras for letting new faces have the RAWF title. So, I mean, yeah, I just wanted to say that. That's pretty good.
All right. Well, we will find out exactly who will be the next challenger to the World Heavyweight Championship and other titles next week here. When the final rankings come out, we'll find out who gets contender matches, and we will see where you land, NC, because I have a feeling you will be up there, despite what happened at Jingle Hell Rock. So, all right.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, NC, and good luck to you in 2023.
Hail to God. Yeah.
All right, so L Vacant, I have gotten the word from the championship committee who Mark Caliber will be defending the his After Hours championship against. Here at the top of the hour, it will be another member of Anarchy, one of your favorites, Hotshot Chaz.
Oh, look at that, Hotshot Chaz.
So, Mark Caliber versus Hotshot Chaz here at the top of the hour. So, what we're going to do,
wait,
we're going to take a quick...
So, the... He has to fight his tag partner.
Yeah, it does. That's a good point. Los Locos will go at it for the After Hours Championship tonight here on right here on the RAWF Radio Network. We aim to please, and it's nothing like two tag partners fighting it out for RAWF gold. But that will happen here in just a few moments. But first, let's see here. We need a good song. What's a good song? Ah.
I'm pretty fond of La Bamba.
I know you are. But we're going to play this one first. We will be right back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Living Living in Loca is pretty good, too.
Untouchable, a new animal.
This is
And we are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. You didn't think I had that one, did you, LV?
No, it was pretty good. You got me. I was surprised that you actually had it. I love that song. Oldie but a goodie.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's now
maybe
time for our...
Maybe next Shakira, because you know those hips don't lie.
Yeah, that's true, too. I wonder if I got that one. Shit, hips don't have hips. But, well,
that's true. You are kind of scrawny.
That's not what I meant, but thank you. You need to get down to the arena because we're at the time for our main event, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Caliber will to defend the After Hours Championship against his tag team partner, Hotshot Chaz. Los Locos Collide. Yep, Los Locos Collide tonight in the RAWF Arena for the After Hours Championship. I am... I'm going to send it down to Doc Dillinger, who is now with El Vacant. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is RAWF After Hours. This is the RAWF Championship match, RAWF After Hours Championship match. It is Mark Caliber, the Crow, Mark Caliber defending against Hotshot Chaz and El Vacant. These two know each other pretty well, being tag team partners now. And acquaintances for several months. Very interesting choice by the championship committee, to say the least.
Absolutely. Look, you know, I wonder if the championship committee saw the same thing that the tag team champion saw, you know, in that chat. You know, Chaz is really, really out there pushing the limits, trying to get better. And, you know, he's got that fighting spirit. And clearly he's being rewarded for it left, right, and center.
And, of course, when last we saw Mark Caliber, when he won the championship, that was the best I had ever seen, a best Mark Caliber I had ever seen. Can he bring that up tonight against his tag team partner? What do you think?
You know, I'll be interested to see if they can. And, you know, look, there's the bell. They stop. They give each other a little fist bump in the little ring and immediately tie up collar and elbow.
And the match begins, and the champion now with a side headlock on his partner, Hotshot Chaz, wrenching that in and looking to...
Oh, he's just cranking that in. That's how you get cauliflower ear right there.
It could be. Having no mercy on his tag team partner. He goes for a chop block, but Hotshot Chaz spins around, blocks it at the last second. And now Chaz, being rooted on by several people. Oh, a nice shoulder block sends Mark Caliber to the mat. Followed that up with catches him in the midsection, then hits a flying knee and a running splash. Hotshot Chaz pulling out all the stops against his partner tonight. He wants that championship. DDT right in the middle of the ring. Ouch. Now, what does Mark Caliber have to do to get back into this after that onslaught by Hotshot Chaz?
Well, it looks like he's still got a lot of fight in him as a champion here because they're both getting back to their feet pretty quickly. Look, the Crow's just staring at Hotshot, just staring him down. I mean, these guys are tag partners. They're good friends. But I don't know, once that bell rings, maybe not so much anymore. Oh, my God. What is the Crow thinking? He stopped and he posed for the crowd, and Hotshot just jacked him. Just jacked him from behind.
Chaz showing no mercy here on his tag team partner. He takes advantage and goes for a back rake while he's behind him. Goes for a hammerlock, but no, Mark Caliber slips away and reverses it. The champion goes to smash Chaz in the turnbuckle, but he's blocked in his tracks.
This is what happens when two people who fight together all the time know each other this well, and neither one can get out of the blocks.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, the challenger has an opportunity. They're even saying that they know each other too well. Where are they going to go with this one?
Oh, and it just jacks him with a European uppercut. Grabs your side leg of his own, starts just cranking it in, and then spins him, and oh, up and over German suplex. Oh, that was mean. All right, but, you know, Mark starts to get straight back up, but just gets interrupted with a stunner immediately. Look at this. Hotshot pulls Crow up, throws him to the ropes, gets him on the way back and just lifts him up, turns, spins. Oh, spine buster in the middle of the ring. But again, Crow just gets right back up. But oh, Goozle, right as he's getting to his feet, Goozled, and then chokeslammed in the middle of the ring.
Caliber weakly tries a leg sweep to take Chaz off his feet, but no avail. Chaz hops right over them and goes back to work. Another shoulder block now to Mark Caliber, followed up by a back body drop, and then another flying knee. Chaz's flying knees, he gets a good height on those. Some of the best running knees in the business.
He's a very athletic man, and when he gets in the air, he does some damage.
Another running splash and another DDT. The champion is in big trouble right now, El Vacant.
Yep, but he's not to be left. You know, he's not out of this thing yet. He throws a hip toss, follows it up with his own leg sweep. Looks like he's trying to get the cobwebs out. I mean, he's landed on his head quite a few times. And, you know, it's Mark Caliber, so that may or may not actually be the right place to attack him. But he looks a little worse for wear. Oh, he's calling for it, the Depths of Despair. Can he hit it? Oh, there it is, the Depths of Despair cutter. Oh, and then Snake Eyes just picks him up, just drops him face first on the turnbuckle. Just ow. God, I've always hated that move. My nose, it hurts just looking at that. Ow.
The champion now trying to get back into this, and he's certainly doing a good job. A nice bulldog right out of the corner into Chaz. Now it is Chaz's turn to stutter and try to recoup from a hell of an offensive by the champion. Can he do it?
I don't know, but I gotta tell you, Chaz has got a lot of people at ringside cheering him on here, and not even people who even necessarily like each other. Like, apparently, you know, I think a lot of people in the locker room have really been pulling for Chaz lately. They see what, you know, how much he's been trying and how much he's been moving forward, and I think he's got a lot of goodwill behind him.
He obviously does. The fans getting behind Chaz in this one. He gets up at the corner and charges. Another back rake now, which sends Mark Caliber reeling and gives him, oh, he might have gotten a concussion by hitting his head on the mat. Mandible claw now, dragon screw leg whip. The challenger looking to pull no punches here.
Oh, he's calling for his own finisher, the Chaz Mission. He's got it locked in. Can he hold it?
Will the champion submit? Will he submit? Will he submit? And yes, Mark Caliber has submitted. Hotshot Chaz is your new After Hours champion. Congratulations to Hotshot Chaz. Anarchy adds another title to their resume. And look at that, Mark Caliber. Look for a split second there that he was going to be angry about the loss, but he gets down to one knee, hands Chaz the belt, and Mark Caliber. It was a great effort by Mark Caliber tonight, but Hotshot Chaz, the better man, he is the new After Hours champion. All right, El Vacant, thank you very much for assisting me in calling this match. Congratulations to Chaz. We'll send it back up to the studio and Lord Amadeus. Wow, that was a great match. Very good match. Congratulations, Chaz. Some gold around your waist. A great start for Hotshot Chaz to 2023. Grabbing some gold here in January. And we talk about El Vacant. You got up here pretty quick, considering how cold it is.
How do you think I stayed warm?
We talk about Hotshot Chaz's potential and how many titles, you know, he's eventually going to hold titles in RAWF. Tonight is a good start to him for 2023. I predict that we'll see more out of him as well in 2023. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I've been saying, I think I was saying for all last year, like it was coming. Like he was going to break through and he was going to start winning titles, you know, and hey, I was a month late, but I was right.
All right. Well, that was a hell of a match. Hell of a match, and congratulations once again to Hotshot Chaz. He is your new RAWF After Hours champion. And his next scheduled title defense will be on February 18th. So he gets to hold that title for quite a while. Enjoy it. And be ready, be here on the 18th, Chaz, to defend against whoever shows up that night. All right. So, with that being said, well, let's see here. This man took on a returning Luke Cage at Jingle Hell Rock. Let's find out from him how this all came about and how he knew it was going to be Luke Cage. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. Aaron, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus.
Well, the season's greetings ladder match at Jingle Hell Rock, it was yourself and the returning Luke Cage. And it was not in your favor, but still a great performance.
Well, technically, he didn't follow the rules, but how about this slide?
Well, Aaron, let's talk about 2023 for you. What are you looking to accomplish in 2023? What are your goals here in RAWF for 2023?
My goal, any title that comes along my grasp. I don't care what it is, from the superstars to the world to Powerball, White Lightning, I don't care. I just want a damn title.
Well, that would definitely be a good goal, no doubt about it. I would certainly like to see you wear some gold in RAWF, no doubt about it. You've been very stalwart. So let's see what happens. You need to. You know what you need to do. We've already said it a million times. You know what you got to do. You know how you got to be. Let's talk about your opponent tomorrow. Let's find out who that is. Want to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow here in Ottawa?
Let's see who the cold the storm's going to affect. The ice storm.
All right, let's find out indeed who will face this ice-cold Aaron McFadden tomorrow. All right, you got a pretty tough opponent tomorrow here in Ottawa, Aaron. It's going to be Uber Vegan TPO, the pure one, a very, very tough opponent. But it will be a huge victory if you were able to pin him tomorrow. So what are your thoughts?
I know the cold doesn't back down. It doesn't care who I face. It just goes forward.
All right.
If I win or if I don't win, I still move on to the next person.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to discuss before we move on? We got a line here, so anybody else you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I get a chance to talk about my 2022. I had some bucket list ideas that things that I want to get my out of goals, and a few of them happened and a few didn't.
Yeah, yeah, a few of them did happen. You didn't have a bad 2022. That's certainly true. You did not have a bad 2022. Let's take a look here. Let's take a look at the overall. Let me bring that up for 2022 and see how where you finished off. And you actually finished off 30th overall, which isn't bad at all. You were in the top 20 out of 10 rankings periods. You were in the top 25 four times. So it was a good 2022, but it could be better. And I'm certain you want to improve on that in 2023.
Oh, well,
am I right?
I will be. Trust me, I will be. I don't stand pat. I move forward. And you'll see things that you'll be, let's just say, if you thought my surprise about Luke Cage with something, wait till you see what I do next.
All right. I look forward to it. Any questions for Aaron McFadden, now vacant?
No, I'm excited to see how he goes forward. You know, he had a good year for him, and I think he's just, you know, look, we're only this far into the new year, and it's already been, it's already been the year of the breakthrough, right? So maybe he'll continue that trend.
All right, let's see. I want to see you trend upward in 2023, Aaron. I definitely do, and would like to see you get some gold. That's a huge goal for you, and I wish you the best of luck. Starting with Uber Vegan TPO tomorrow on Superstars.
Maybe I should fire my assistant for distracting me about telling me about Luke Cage when I was in the middle of a title match. Maybe I'll start with that.
Yeah, you might want to do that. You might want to do that. Sounds like a good plan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is ice cold Aaron McFadden. He looks to improve on his 2022 run here in 2023. I think he can do it, El Vacant. He's got the talent. He's certainly got the talent. He's got the drive. Let's just see what happens with Aaron McFadden in 2023. All right, next up, tomorrow she challenges Hobo Ezekiel for the Superstars Championship. She is the reigning Champions Choice Champion. She is... Gentlemen, she is Vex. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
Doing good, Vex. Now, you've never been Superstars champion, have you?
No. My chance a month and a half ago or so was my first shot.
All right. That's what I thought. So you have an opportunity here at the start of 2023 to check another box off the RAWF title list of titles that you've held tomorrow against Hobo Ezekiel. You sounded shocked that you were getting the opportunity, but I'm sure you're going to try to make the most of it. Talk to me about facing Hobo tomorrow.
Oh, facing Hobo is always intense, and we've gone at it for some pretty high-stakes things. Anything goes. I think season one, if I remember correctly, Cougar would probably have to correct me as to when we had that pretty epic bull rope match. That was fantastic. And then this year, my return for the Platinum Dragon Contendership. That was a hell of a match as well. And Hobo's really good at what Hobo does. Everything he does. Like, you don't understand why he's a Hobo, because he's so good at the things he does. It's what is going on here? But no, I appreciate getting the shot, and going to have to have a good long soak before and after. Can I get the changing room with the hot tub by any chance? Possibly? Jacuzzi? So I can shower after the match?
Yes.
Please?
Absolutely. I'll make sure. That's all. That seems like everybody wants that whenever they face Hobo for some reason. But, well, for some reason, I think we all know. But, yeah, it is going to be a heck of an opportunity for you tomorrow to check that off your to-do list here in RAWF, the Superstars Championship on the line in Ottawa tomorrow. Champions Choice Championship, of course, you were victorious over Penelope Washington, and, you know, you've got plenty of time to make a determination on your opponent and Steps for Love Hurts for that championship. And I'm assuming that you haven't made any decisions thus far, because there is a process that you like to go through to determine. So, but any names come to mind when you think of potential challengers for the Champions Choice Championship at Jingle Hell Rock? Or, sorry, Love Hurts.
Not quite yet. There has been a point where I thought maybe challenge vacant to make a burrito while he gets his ass kicked, or, you know, bring Mavy in and we'll show people a hell of a match. There's always the thought that, hey, maybe I could bring Chaz in, and he's got a belt now. Maybe he doesn't want to do something, you know, that might tarnish the look of his belt. You know, there's always options out there. And as we go through and people run their mouths and people do what people do, it really is a stroke of inspiration pretty much every time I pick. It hits and the rest just flows. So we'll see. I'm hoping to get a few more promos in mid-season this time, because apparently I did not promo enough this last season to go anywhere. And that wasn't supposed to happen. I said last time we spoke that I needed to be less vexed, and apparently I dialed it back too far. So, you know, it is what it is.
It's a very delicate game.
I don't know how people like Griff do it, where they land where they want to land and they go after who they want to go after, because I cannot get that precise on my point ever. it's either first, fourth, or nothing, apparently. So,
well, it is. You had an interesting 2022, no doubt. You took the first half of the year off, basically. You only out of the 10 rankings periods, you wrestled in the last five, but in all five of them, you hit top 10. So it wasn't, you certainly had a hell of a later second half of the year. And yeah, you're not off to that great of a start this year, but I expect nothing less than a bounce back after this. You know, what are your goals for 2023? Obviously, the first one is to win the Superstars title, but after that, what are you hoping to accomplish in 2023 that you, you know, in your RAWF career?
more belts that I haven't held, just like I've been saying for the last 6 months, 7 months now. more things that I haven't held. If it's not going for a third world championship run, it is things that I have not held. I would like to join that group of people that have held it three times because it is far more exclusive than the group of people that have held it twice. Hold it for a good long time. Maybe. My last run wasn't that long. And then titles that I have not held yet. I usually exclude myself from Hatfield and McCoy because I'm helping Judge. I've held White Lightning several times, and I usually jump in that to help Cougs with her numbers because if I pop in, there's more than a few people that like to pop in going, oh, I'll eliminate Bex. I can do that. And there's several things that we see that with where I go into something and then the numbers grow. And that's something that I like to do for my GMs here in RAWF is bring them the people that are only in it to eliminate me. Hopefully at some point we will see that get to the point where I'm actually going for those titles.
Well, Vex, with that being said, good luck tomorrow to you against Hobo Ezekiel. Let's see if you can win the Superstars title for the first time and start off 2023 with a bang, certainly grabbing the Superstars championship. But Hobo, as you know, can be a little stingy. So we will see with that. And
he's got big hands. He grips something and he holds on to it. I mean, if you've ever been hair-beeled by a hobo, man, someone with dirty hair can grab clean hair so good. It's like life, actually.
Very true.
Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
You did, but that's all right. You'll have that. Any last questions for Vex, El Vacant?
Do you sleep in spandex? Apparently that's the question of the night.
I sleep in nothing at all.
Well, all right then. It's just in.
But
all righty.
Vex's house is commando town.
I did not hear your answer for that one.
You're right.
All right. Well, thank you, Vex, and good luck to you tomorrow in Ottawa for the Superstars Championship.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see here. Next up, she is now the proud holder of three RAWF belts, winning the Estrogen Championship at Jingle Hell Rock to add to the Ultimate Gauntlet and Tag Team Championships. Let's bring in current Ultimate Gauntlet, Estrogen, and one half the tag team champion. She is the one and only Maeve O'Hare joining us now. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening,
Dagan. Do you need help carrying all those belts in here with you? Look at you.
I don't know. It's a good workout.
She's going to be a little heavy me all week, and I'm just saying.
I don't know. You know, one of the burdens of greatness is apparently, you know, carrying a lot of gold. Those things aren't light either. They're heavy.
I don't know what being of greatness has to do with this, but if you say so.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But first of all, talk about the win over DW to regain the estrogen championship that you lost to her a couple of months ago. That had to feel good.
I mean, it always feels good to win gold.
I can
see why Vacant has so many titles to his name. It's kind of fun.
Right.
No, it were a good fight. It's always a good fight. Like I said before the match, every time I go against DW, she shows me something a little different. And this one no different than that. And at the end of the day, I got lucky a few times. And I'd like to think that, you know, I learned from facing her as much as she's learned from facing me. I expect fully to see her coming after this belt again real soon. And I look forward to it. But I also am hopeful to see some new names that haven't had a chance at it yet come after it. I've got my eye on Penelope. She's one of them up-and-comers. Reminds me a lot of myself a couple years ago. And, you know, now that she's gotten away from the toxic influence of some folks, I think she's going to be doing real well for herself. So holding the estrogen title is always an honor, and I'm looking forward to doing it for a good long while.
All right. Well, congratulations once again. Let's see here. Now, let's find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars, shall we? Do you want to spin the wheel? The wheelie thingy, as you like to call it?
I'll spin the wheelie thingy, yeah.
Mark Caliber tomorrow. That is your opponent.
Well, ain't that something?
Well, you know, he's going to have a little motivation after tonight's match against Hotshot Chaz, I have a feeling. So could be a good match. Could be a tough opponent. Who we will find out tomorrow.
Or it could be a repeat of the tag title match. You know, it is what it is. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
All right. So let's talk about the win over. Speaking of, yeah, it's kind of this. Now that I think about it, you faced Mark Caliber recently at Eagle Hell Rock, as a matter of fact. Huh?
I was just agreeing with you. I have done faced him recently.
Actually, you and Griff defending the World Tag Team title successfully against Los Locos, and it was a pretty dominant performance, and it has to make you feel good about the future for Godslayers. Let me ask you, what's your how long do you think you can hold on to these tag team titles?
What's the record?
Gosh, you know what? That's a good question. Let's take a look. Let's see.
Where's more Corkrow when we need him? He knows all these numbers.
let's see here.
Make yourself useful for once.
What is okay? yeah. What is going on between you and more Corkrow? What's the deal?
What do you mean?
The two of you kind of been jawing back and forth as of late. Is there something going on that I don't know about?
I can't imagine what would be going on.
I mean, you both seemed a little less than cordial.
What? Oh, of course not. Well, Corker's my friend. I'm still Corker. See? We're good buddies. So himself. And we all know McCorker never lies. Were there any other questions?
Nope. 431 days is the official record.
400. I think we can beat that easy. Don't you, English? That's only a little over a year. I'm gonna go ahead and pull a number out of my hat, which did not exist. I'm gonna say at least 459 days.
All right, 459 days. We'll see how that goes for you. And what other goals do you have for 2023?
Hello. That's the damn thing of it is that as long as I hold the estrogen belt, my ranking don't matter unless it's first or second. And of course, I've always got my eye on the big belt because, I mean, why be here if you're not? But I also know that several other folk have their eye on that same target, and some of them I would not care to get in the way of. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, not to steal a page out of Vexy's book, but cold and gold I ain't held before is always fun. And I've done that with the tag belt and the ultimate gauntlet belt. And there's several other belts on that list, but unfortunately, as long as I'm holding estrogen, I ain't eligible for most of them. So, you know, maybe some sort of tournament belt, like Powerball or some such like that, that I don't have to worry about ranking points for. And just, you know, generally being my usual term and self.
All right. Well, in 2022, just a bit of a review for you. It was you finished 11th overall in total rankings points. Out of 10 rankings periods, you were in the top 10 two times, but in the top 25 overall eight times. So a pretty solid year, I would say. But can you improve on it in 2023, do you think?
Of course I can. A couple years ago, there were a time where I were in the top two, three times in 4 months. Surely I can do better than that.
All right. Well, that's. I hope to see that. Any final questions for El Vacant before she sits on the knee?
Well, I mean, I was going to ask why she didn't sit on the knee. She has a standing invitation.
What's the weight rating on your zombie knee? Because I don't want to break it with
on
the belt.
No, I put so you on the other one. I put you on the good knee.
Oh, I get the good knee. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then I'll have a seat. I wouldn't want to hurt the zombie knee. I know that costs a lot of money.
It did. It's true. I mean, I didn't pay for it. REWF did, but still.
Well, I don't want to break Boss Man's investment.
That's true. Like, I mean, you wouldn't want to break the talent, right? You know, you got.
That knee is a moneymaker right there.
True. I thought it was with the pecs though.
You know, I'm gonna play to type and do the thing that I like to do that always confuses Bossman. Bossman, what are your plans for 2023? No one ever asks you.
My plans for 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goal is to keep this company running and being the best in all of WU.
Well, that's a given. That's like saying I plan to keep breathing. Like, come on.
I plan on doing that as well.
Well, good.
I got all kinds
of
goals.
I
hate plans on changing up the thing, so we're always in good weather. That's right. That's what I heard.
You know, Boss Ben has a weird habit of picking things like that, but I will take the cold over the heat anytime, because I can always put more layers on, but at a certain point, I can't legally get less dressed than I am.
Look, I get you're from a people who never see the sun, and if you get too hot, you'll burst into fire. But look, I am from a tropical people.
Do you want me to spontaneously combust?
No, but
that's what
parasols are for.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. I appreciate your time, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you later on the flip side, and we'll find out later about other potential challengers for the estrogen title as the Biatch of the Month rolls on. All right, next up, I'm going to bring back the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, real quick. Cougs?
Yes?
It was a pretty good year for Anarchy, I would say. Quite a few big wins. NC capturing the World Heavyweight Championship. Beast with the national title. Hot Shot Chaz starting Anarchy off on a good note tonight by winning the After Hours Championship. You got to be proud of him for that.
Very.
And so
I can't wait for him to get some other ones.
But let's talk about you for a second and how your 2022 went. It wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all as far as rankings points go. You finished 20th overall in total rankings points. You were in the top 25, 6 out of 10 of the rankings periods. But will we see the First Lady of Anarchy improve on that in 2023?
I haven't quite decided. As I said, we were going to be growing this year, so I may focus more on mentoring some of my newer family members.
Interesting. I can understand that. You are the matriarch, and you might want to, you know, oversee everything that's been going on and as far as anarchy and where they're going. Certainly doesn't help. Chaz certainly showing tonight that he's capable of being one of those people. So with that being said, your goal is just for anarchy as a whole to improve this year.
Correct.
Okay.
Because I believe we're the only faction that's actually still really active. I mean, if you renegades that are popping up every now and then, but not like they used to.
I mean, I can't argue that. I can't argue that. And it does seem like the necessary evils kind of lost their edge since Claymore retired a bit. But although Blake Bradley still pretty strong and Sheik still out there running his mouth as well. But I agree. And so, all right. Well, good luck to you all, to all of Anarchy in 2023. Would you like to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow on Superstars?
I certainly would.
Well now, this is interesting. So you will be facing the former White Lightning champion, the former owner of Sparky, the person your husband beat for that title. You will be you one-on-one with the unsettled Chris Cage tomorrow on Superstars.
Always enjoy getting in the ring with Christopher. He's very entertaining.
All right. So that's going to be a good one. Any final questions for Cougs, El Vacant?
Let's see. Nothing in it, nothing appropriate, so no.
All right. Well,
is there an age limit on this show?
An age limit is as far as old or young?
Well, a rating.
Technically, it's a family show.
Like PG, R.
Technically, I don't know. I've never put a limit on it. But,
I
yeah.
Just hear it.
All right.
You know
thank
what
you.
Curiosity does to Pilar.
All right. Well, Cougs, good luck to you tomorrow against the unsettled one, and I look forward to seeing what your 2023 turns out looking like. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, the immortal one is here.
Famous.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the immortal Griffith to the program. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
Well, we can't talk about the Triple Crown title match at Jingle Hell Rock because it is still ongoing. It is not decisive. It is not, has not finished, so we can't discuss that. We can discuss the tag team title match, a pretty dominant performance by you and Maeve. And she was just on here. She predicts you guys will hold it for 459 days. You agree or disagree with that number?
Yeah, it seems conservative.
All right, fair enough. But let's see. So looking at your overall 2022, you finished sixth overall, which pretty good. Four times in the top 10, eight times in the top 25, two extra point tournament wins, and one number one finish. So a solid performance by you, sir. Did you feel that 2022 was up to your standards, or because of that little vacation you took in the middle of the year, was it a bit lackluster? What are your thoughts on 2022?
Look, I think overall, I can't really complain. I took a vacation in the middle of the year and still came in, you know, in one of the top positions for the year. You know, I had a really good title run. I'm happy with where I'm at. And I'm happy with the fact that, you know, I took a break. I got to relax and kind of refocus and, you know, and get poisoned a bunch. But we don't need to go into that. But no, I knew what I was doing when I took the break, right? So it would be kind of self-defeating to be annoyed about what that break caused. I say this all the time, and usually I say it, you know, kind of to get under people's skin, but it is true. I am the single most decorated champion in the history of this company. I have nothing left to prove. Like, I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here because I like competition, and this is where the best competition is. I am happy to be here. I'm happy to compete. And I got to tell you, actually, really what I'm happy right now is I'm happy that we're seeing new names, new faces starting to, like, break through and really push themselves to hit those levels, those heights. You know, so first I want to, you know, take a brief moment and just, you know, congratulations to Deez. Welcome to the club, brother. You're now an RAWF world champion. There's not many of us. You know, also to Chaz, you know, you mentioned that we had the tag team match, you know, and you kind of said that Maeve gets to face Mark again, but I'm going to point out that we didn't really get to face him the first time because we never let Chaz tag, you know, and some people think, you know, we're saying like we were trying to prove a point to try and drive Chaz down, but that's just not how it is. You know, he happened to be the first person in the ring, and we did what we do, which is isolate someone and take them out. It happened to be him. But I told him after that match, he seemed a little down. I told him after that match to, you know, don't let that match dictate anything about his career because he's on his way up. And you know what? Congratulations to him for winning tonight. I'm happy to see it, and I expect great things out of Chaz for the rest of the year. And I'm really happy to see it. You know, I'm really happy to see these people. You know, with all the work some of us, you know, older timers have put in to try and, you know, raise that bar, I'm really happy seeing people reaching up and grabbing that bar.
All right. So do you have any goals for 2023, or do you just plan on, you know, seeing what happens? It almost sounds like you know, after what you said, you have nothing left to prove. Does that mean you're just going to do whatever happens and see where the pieces fly in 2023? Are there any particular goals you have for this year?
Look, my goal is to keep these tag titles as long as I possibly can. That is my goal, you know, and I'm doing that, you know, for a couple of reasons, some of them personal, some of them because I have, you know, a tag partner who wants to stay the tag champion. So I'm going to do my best to help her achieve that. But look, you know, it's early in the year. Who knows? You know, I have been accused of being whimsical in my nature, let us say. No, you just mean like you may change your mind on the drop of a hat if someone pisses you off. That's what you're trying to say. All right, that's fair. Yeah, so yeah, I expected kind of more of the same unless someone steps where they shouldn't step.
All right. So you're not on the same boat as a couple of people that already mentioned. You're not, there's nothing you're looking to check off. Like, you know, you've never, I don't believe you've ever been Midnight Hobo Champion. It's one of the few that you haven't held. Or maybe the Powerball Champion.
No, I've had Midnight Hobo.
What's that?
I had Midnight Hobo once.
Are you sure?
My stat page says
we have this argument
before.
No, that's
right. It's some weird thing where the record books say I've had it when I haven't. You're right. We need to fix that.
I don't think officially you've had it. I think that was...
No, you're right. It's some weird thing where the record book says, I look at the record books, and every time, you're right. I forget that, no, that's a mistake. We need to correct that mistake.
Yes. So that is one title you haven't held. Powerball being another one. I don't think you've ever been Powerball champion as well. Is that one that...
No, I think I've had that. I'm pretty sure I've had that one.
Okay. Well...
But you know what title I've never had? Never had the Saturday night title.
No. You've never had the Saturday night title. It's actually the After Hours title now. Let's get it through. They're sticklers. It's the After Hours title now. So, but yeah, you're right. You've never held that one. So there's something to possibly do, feature for you. We shall see. But with that being said, anything?
Well, I haven't had estrogen, but I'm not. I haven't had estrogen, but I'm not interested in that surgery.
Yeah. Let's not go there. You're never going to have estrogen. But let's spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow on Superstars, shall we? This could get interesting. Tomorrow on Superstars, you'll be taking on in a non-title match the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion D's.
Well, that ought to be interesting. Yeah, that ought to be interesting. That seems to happen a lot. A new person gets the title, and then they turn around and get a regular match with me. It happened with Nightcrawler. It happened with Strangleheart. It happened with Simply the Best.
I don't know why, but you're right. It seems like Randy has a pension. Well, he just won the world title. Let's put him up. Let's see how he measures up against the Immortal Griffin. Randy is ruthless. You're not wrong.
Randy is a harsh mistress.
But that is your opponent tomorrow here in Ottawa. So good luck to you, sir.
Well, thank you. You have a good night.
Unless Al Vacan had a question for you.
Yeah, I can't. I already asked one, and I don't want to be the person that pisses him off. And then next thing you know, he's coming after my titles because, you know, he likes titles, and I have a lot of them.
All right. Other matchups tomorrow on Superstars for some of the people in our chat. Nightcrawler will be taking on Penelope Washington. That's going to be an interesting match. You're talking about the former world champion against the current number one ranked wrestler in RAWF. We already told Hobo. Chris Cage already knows. Let's see. I think I've covered. Oh, I see Mithras out there. Mithras. Who is Mithras got tomorrow? I know it's on here. Just give me a moment. He'll be taking on Nox Boogie. And, well, let's bring on our next guest real quick, and we can talk to him. Paragon, are you there?
I am.
So, first of all, how many hours did you spend pouring over your Christmas gift that I gave you?
You say that, like, how many hours did I spend, like, past tense? Like, I'm not still currently spending hours pouring over that data.
Not done yet.
I figured as much. But we'll, even though you already know this, we'll talk about it. Finished the year third overall in rankings points. One number one finish, eight top tens, nine top 25s, and one extra points tournament. So a solid year for you as far as points go, Paragon. Not so much title wise. So let me ask you, what is the Paragon of Greatness's goal for 2023?
I'll tell you one goal for sure is that I at this point I know it's a losing battle to try to give up on the whole people start Christmas before December, but can I at least, when December's over and Christmas is over, can I stop dealing with all the holiday crap? Because this year I'm still dealing with it well into January.
I mean,
I can't promise anything, though, Paragon. You know, some people like to stretch it out as long as possible. I'm just saying, and there's not much I can do about that. But,
on a more realistic note, you said I came in number three. The number that I'm more focused on is one, which is the number of championships I won in 2022. We need to pump those numbers up. Those are some rookie numbers.
I mean, and that was the Superstars title, if I remember correctly, correct?
It was, and I lost it within a week.
So, I wasn't going to bring that up, but, you know, since you mentioned
it. That one.
I didn't want to add salt to the wound. It does seem an incredibly low number for the Paragon of Greatness, and I'm sure you plan on improving that in 2023. Any particular goals, any titles that you, like others, want to check off your to-do list?
Honestly, I mean, of course, the World Championship, that's the championship that everybody is ultimately going for. It's been a long time, and I feel like I'm starting to feel like a fraud when my name is brought up in league with Mithras the Title Machine and the Immortal Griffith. It's been a while since I've been able to hold that championship, ironically, mostly because of the Immortal Griffith and Mithras the Title Machine, but that's beside the point. The other thing that I'm kind of looking at is finding myself to get more active in some of these event championships. I kind of spent a lot of the time, part of why I've not maybe held as many championships as I once did is because I've been taking a backseat in a lot of the more like event sign-up championship belts, kind of wanting to see what other people can do to spread their wings. I think it's about time that I start taking a more active approach to some of these divisions, like your high voltage and your Powerball, all of these divisions that you don't necessarily have to win on the rankings. I think that I haven't been signing up for a lot of them. I just signed up for Hatfield and McCoy. I haven't done that in a while. So I'm looking forward to just engaging more with some of these events and really enjoying the new excitement here in RAWF. A lot of people are getting new levels of success, and I want to see how they can measure up.
All right. Well, I will be interested to see you a little bit more active in some of the. I have a feeling you will be able to find something in there. I think, and El Vacant, if you disagree, let me know. I think the Paragon of Greatness is definitely going to be a better title total count in 2023. I think the odds are pretty heavy. In what do you think?
No, I think it's pretty likely. I mean, so here's the thing. We mentioned a number of. How many titles had was one? How many title shots did he get? Like he put himself. How many times was he in contenders matches? Like he puts himself in a position where he could get these shots more often. What he needs to do is pull that trigger on that important match. And I think, and you know, no offense, Paragon. I know you're right here. I don't mean to talk about you as a third person while you're literally sitting next to me. I think it's getting through whatever that blockade is. For those matches, and if he starts getting through those, I think we're going to see the Paragon we've always known in this company.
No, we find out this year. Good luck to you in 2023, Paragon. You start out tomorrow in Ottawa against the Mancunian Maniac. Any quick thoughts on facing Mank?
Mank's a great guy, and I think that everybody has positive things to say about Mancunian Maniac. I don't think that I could elaborate on that further. I'm looking forward to the match.
All right. So, thank you, Paragon. Hate to rush you off, but so thank you for your time. I'm going to bring back Razor real quick. Razor.
Yes.
What are your goals for 2023, sir?
Oh, well, let me tell you, I think that maybe I ought to take some time and reevaluate what's going on with my career in the ring and just make people start talking about the Razor, you know, have the Razor as the name that people are talking about. Because I have sat in the background of RAWF for far too long, and I look to make 2023 the year that I make noise.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. I certainly would love to see it, Razor, because it was for you 2022. A bit of a down year, and that's all I'll say about that, a down year for you. Hopefully, you plenty of room for improvement there. So I assume your 2023 will definitely be better than this. All right. And then Judgment. Judge, are you still there? Judge? Going one.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'd like to hear what your goals. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
I want to hear what your goals for 2023 are.
My goal for 2023 is to bring back the old Judgment, the one that everybody likes and hates. I'm also going to focus back on my stuff. Going to become get the men's title again and the multimedia title again. Those are my two belts that I like and I go for all the time. And those are the two that I'm going to be focusing on once I finish up with this. Who wants to know why I've been doing this past time?
All right, Judge. Anything you'd like to promote real quick?
I just promote Hatfield McCoy. You guys get out there, sign up, get in there, and do it. It's fun. It's you got Paragon in it this time for the first time, and I mean Paragon's in there. So come on, if he can do it, you guys can do it. Join us, have fun. We'll get it going, and you have a good time.
All right, El Vacan.
I didn't spin the spinning magic thing either later.
Oh, you want to spin the wheel? Yeah, we got to spin the wheel for you, don't we? Let's do that. Feel the midnight, but yeah, that. And you will take on Dr. Kent tomorrow on Superstars.
Oh, God. So
you get to visit the doctor.
Turn my head and cough. Okay.
All right. All right. And El Vacan, anything to promote tonight?
Eat more tacos. Yeah, eat more tacos.
All right. And last but not least, the immortal Griffith.
I don't know. Eat more tacos? I want to promote once again all the wrestlers making great strides and breaking into new territories in the RAWF. Congratulations once again. And everyone keep an eye on them because I think we got some great things coming with us.
All right. Oh, there was one person I forgot to ask. Paragon, anything to promote?
2023 is the year of ice cold Aaron McFadden.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, you could be right. All right, folks. We will talk to you all next week.
Paragon.
Yeah.
Amadeus, I got a question for Paragon. Paragon, have you been following that little guy around with the pickle arrows?
That's been REWF After Hours, folks.
Good night, everybody.